campaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewwash and Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The Florida Panhandle is about to take a beating. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hurricane Michael is a monstrous storm, and the forecast keeps getting more dangerous, and we're now just 12 hours away from seeing impact.
That's Governor Rick Scott says this could be the most destructive storm to hit that area in decades. Fox's Evan Brown monitoring live from Miami.
Yeah, Dave, Hurricane Michael will be devastating to parts of Florida's panhandle. Storm surge is expected to reach 12 feet in some areas. Governor Rick Scott is trying to get people to take it seriously.
Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida panhandle in decades. The storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous.
Hurricane warnings extend around Florida's Big Bend, but now tropical storm watches are up for the Georgia and South Carolina coastlines. Dave?
Evan, Brett Kavanaugh is about to take his seat on the Supreme Court, ready to get to work.
Both cases this morning deal with criminal statutes and sentencing for repeat offenders. Tomorrow, justices will hear arguments and a question about federal detention and immigration cases. But Kavanaugh's influence could also direct what future cases the court takes up on hot-button social issues like abortion and religious freedom.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Kavanaugh faced some shame protesters this morning at a ceremonial swearing-in last night. He said,
"Every American can be assured that I'll be an independent and impartial justice."
President Trump apologized to him on behalf of the American people for what he called a campaign of political and personal destruction.
"You, sir, under historic scrutiny, were proven innocent."
Democrats disagree, believing his sexual misconduct accusers, hoping that helps them in the November elections. The president will have lunch today at the White House with Kanye West, a candidate for parliament, murdered in Afghanistan when a suicide bomber hit his home. Seven others were also killed. The Taliban has warned candidates they'd be attacked for taking part in upcoming elections there. This is Fox News.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
When it's too cold for camping, we go camping. When it's too hot to work, we work. The John Deere Gator XUV 835 comes with game-changing heat and AC and three-wide seating. So it's never too anything for anything. Nothing runs like the strong, and nothing runs like a Deere. Visit your John Deere dealer to test drive today. Get $400 off the Gator XUV 835M at participating John Deere dealers now through October 26, 2018. See your dealer for details.
A vigil last night in New York, days after a limousine crash that left 20 people dead as those on board were headed to a birthday party.
Thousands of candles lighting the night.
This word's my hope.
And thousands of people filling a park in Amsterdam, New York to remember those killed in the deadliest U.S. transportation accident in nearly a decade, mourning the loss of
20 individuals. Over and for Harry.
Many of the victims lived in and around Amsterdam, about half an hour north of where the limo, which had failed a safety inspection last month, ran a stop sign, hit a parked SUV, and killed all on board, as well as two pedestrians. The ceremony ending with people lifting the candles above their heads as a sign of unity. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A rapper who was out for publicity last night in California sure got it.
Thousands of people turned out in Hollywood last night for a meet and greet with the rapper known as Fora. The huge crowd turned into a sort of mosh pit in the street, with people pushing, shoving, and cutting the line.
People started getting mad and everything and started pushing everyone.
When Fora came out to greet the crowd, it got worse.
And then there was like about five girls that fainted. And then once the police and everyone started showing up, well, everyone started leaving because no one wants to get in trouble.
Paramedics say they treated 10 people for minor injuries and transported 8 of them to the hospital. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Stock futures are down on Wall Street, suggesting selling at the opening bell in about 25 minutes. In baseball's playoffs, a first.
That ball's ripped down the right field line. That is a fair ball home run and the cycle for Brock Holt.
No one's ever done that before in the postseason. Holt hit a single, double, triple, and a home run in Boston's blowout win over New York, 16-1 on TBS. The Yankees' worst ever postseason loss. The Red Sox take a 2-1 series lead. Houston and Los Angeles also won to advance to the next round of the playoffs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team. Illinois National Bank, visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities say two shootings that happened Sunday evening could be connected. No one was hurt when shots were fired in the 1200 block of Eads in Urbana. Witnesses said multiple sedans pulled up, people inside fired gunshots, and then took off. Investigators think that could be tied to a shooting in the 1600 block of Sheffield in Champaign. The Urbana City Council on Monday approved a contract with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 1331. The News Gazette says the agreement includes hourly rate increases, uniform allowances, and other items for city workers. Former Congressman Aaron Schock's public corruption trial has been set. It'll take place starting in June in federal court in Chicago. The case was originally assigned to a judge in central Illinois, but a judge recused himself after being removed from a different case over having improper communication with prosecutors. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
The spirit of competition, you see it all over Central Illinois. People who take pride in giving it their best, because the local sports scene gives us a chance to excel, just like home ownership. Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB, and we understand what it takes to be the best and to be part of the community. That's why we're happy to be there for you every day, making your life better in your next home. We strive to be the best. So if you're looking to purchase your first home or your 10th home, call the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Definitely a change of coming. So we got today, tomorrow, I think, in short sleeves. And then it's like jacket, but not overdressing jacket weather.
That's right.
Here's your weather.
All right, we've got a high 86, low 69, 20% chance of showers way late. So again, for us, it was, let's get the yard work done today.
Good idea.
The rain's coming tomorrow and the cooler conditions. Tomorrow, high 76 with that 90% shot at showers, down to 43 in the evening. Sunshine expected Thursday with a high 55. They're saying Friday on this forecast, high 52, low 35.
That's just really cold.
I know. Wow. And Saturday, more like 60 for that homecoming festivities.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to be experiencing fall activities for the U of I as they face Purdue. 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. Of course, the parade around campus town on Friday night should be fun. Wave at me as I drive the van.
Yeah.
Provide the music for the Oskies.
Yep.
Pretty cool dance troupe. Right now, the temperature is at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
And we'll be somewhere in front or behind you with Miss Illinois. I'll be driving the Honda BMW, this time a Beamer, a beautiful BMW convertible, through the parade. It's one thing about homecoming, they have candy. And I guess Freedom Celebration does now, too. Anyway, so you can have it. But the proximity.
Right.
Going down Wright Street. Really tight?
It's tight.
It's everybody's right there.
Yeah, we all bottlenecked it last week for Unity's homecoming parade, too. And you could see the drivers just, like, looking around and going really slow.
Yeah.
Afraid that a kid would dash out there for that Tootsie Roll.
Right, right.
So, in any case, be careful of that and have the kids step back during the parade, if you could.
Kids are smarter when screen time is limited. That's what the study says. I'm going to touch on that. Drew Brees last night.
Blue 80, what's that?
Mic'd up, broke the record all-time NFL yardage for a quarterback.
I love you, bro. I love you, bro. I love you, bro.
Pretty cool. I love when he hugs his children, wife and children waiting for him on the sideline.
Hey, boys, how about that, huh? Yeah. How about that? Hey, I love you guys so much. Hey, you're going to accomplish anything in life you're willing to work for, right? I love you, boys. I love you.
You can accomplish anything in your life you're willing to work for, right? Yeah, man. Come on. Woo, he's good. Lee Richardson is good. Licensed professional counselor. How are you, Lee?
I'm good. How are you?
TheBrainPerformanceCenter.com, because Lee has a big one. Big brain. Okay. Kids are smarter when screen time is limited. Talk to me.
Well, you know, think about it. Those kids, their brain is not anywhere close to being fully developed. Our brains, anybody's brain's not fully developed until you're in your mid to late 20s. So if you're sitting there and you're parking yourself in front of a screen full of zombies, after a while, that repeated, that intense exposure kind of throws that brain into a hyper-aroused state. And when that happens, we get into that fight-or-flight mode. And it's like, I don't know what to do. And if the brain perceives a threat, that's what it throws it there. And we both know the threat's not real. You know, we're just watching it on a screen. But the threat doesn't have to be real to throw the brain off. Perception is reality.
Okay, next problem. You tell the kids to limit the screen time. Tell me how that goes.
Yeah, that's the hard part, you know. And I think that really kind of starts with what I call co-sharing the screen, so that when they first start playing, you're involved with it. You know, make it a joint media experience so that they understand that you have a role in this too. And then that also gives you a way to see, you know, where they're spending their time and what they're playing. But there's no doubt about it. It is not easy. And to limit that screen time, you've got to set clear limits. Everybody has to know what the rules are, and the rules need to stay the same. They can't change. And they have to learn how to prioritize. You have to teach them, hey, after you get your homework done, after you get your chores done, after you get your business taken care of, that's when you have your screen time.
Okay,
you know?
Lee, and then is the limitation on the screen time? Do you set the timer for 40 minutes, or what do you suggest?
Well, I suggest that be age-specific. And for under 2 years old, I suggest no screen time. There's a study that just came out that showed that kids between 6 months and 2 years, they spending time in front of a handheld screen, they're more likely to experience a delay in speech development.
Really? Man. Yeah, but it's kind of like watching TV when you're two, isn't it? I mean, we used to watch Barney and they're two. What's the difference between the screen and the screen?
Well, I think what the study found is that what they looked at, whether the children use sounds or words to get attention or help. When you're watching Barney, you're definitely hearing words, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I do think there's a little bit of difference there.
What about
and on the screen...
Go ahead.
So I was just going to say, on the screen, you may hear sounds, but you're not hearing words.
Yeah.
Well, you were mentioning the infants on that, two and under, but I'm looking at the 7 to 16 age bracket in my household.
That's the hard group.
So what's the limit?
Well, I think on a school day, the limit needs to be, of course, after everything is done, no more than an hour. And then, you know, it depends on what works in your household. Maybe on the weekend. Some families prefer no screen time during the week when school's going on. Now, just getting back into the school year this year has been difficult for a lot of families because in the summer, we get a little lax with our rules. But I think, too, you have to know your child and know when they become, instead of watching that zombie, when do they become that zombie?
Okay, this is just reiterating what we say every day, but nobody hears me. But, man, it's important not to mention what happens when they're 22,
uh-huh.
And they can't look in the eye of somebody and shake their hands because they haven't been taught how to do a conversation.
And if you miss that when they're growing up, instead of being out on the playground, mm-hmm. learning how to negotiate, learning how to trust, if you're just parked in front of a screen, by the time you're in your early 20s, you're hurting.
Stevie J will have the new piano lessons. It'll be called talking lessons. Hi, welcome to your lesson. Sit down. Look me in the eye. No. I said, hey. Okay, put that phone away. Lee, it's always a pleasure. The BrainPerformanceCenter.com is where people can find you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. From Dallas, counselor Lee Richardson. What does she say that Lee Richardson, what does she say that would make sense?
It all makes sense to me.
But you want to go there? You want to talk about limiting? You want to tell them they can't spend 4 hours? Because that's what they do.
Well, for me, it's kind of a reset. Like this Saturday, you know, every hour you've got maybe a half hour of screen time, and then we're going to get some stuff done for the next half hour, and then we'll reset. And you, as long as you've done everything properly on your chores.
What if you work 3 hours and then screen time 3 hours? You want to stop and go?
I just... You know, try to divide up the little chores so that they can also get that reward of screen time.
All right, there you go. Anyway, it's hard, man.
It is.
In all seriousness, it's a very addictive habit. And you do have to watch it because people will spend a whole lot of their life looking at that screen.
One thing that really helps is organizing play dates. I know yesterday we had a kid in the neighborhood stop in. I was like, all right, everybody's screens down. We got company. The party's begun. Let's serve some drinks. Let's gather around the table.
And then they looked at each other, said, hey. And the other one said, hey. And then they grabbed their phone.
Exactly.
Here we go with sports headlines.
How'd you know?
I know that.
L.A. Dodgers over the Atlanta Braves, so they win that series 3-1. The final yesterday was 6-2. L.A. Dodgers, the Milwaukee Brewers on the National League side. Manny Machado still hot on that bat with a homer yesterday. Houston beat Cleveland 2-1. So they move on with their 3-game sweep. The Astros are definitely in on the American League side, but who will they play? Boston Red Sox over the New York Yankees, 16-1 yesterday. They've got a game at 7 o'clock tonight. Bo Sox on top, 2-1 at this point. On to the NFL. New Orleans over Washington, 43-19. The Saints. Drew Brees at the age of 39, 26-29 on that game yesterday, 363 yards, pushed past Peyton Manning as the all-time leading passer, now has 72,103. Also trending as far as the Bears news, linebacker Sam Achato has a torn pectoral muscle. That sounds painful. He's 30. Started his career with the Arizona Cardinals. I know Lante's probably taken note. Now he's on the injured reserve list. That could mean the Bears could sign offensive lineman Brian Wisman. Illinois Golf won in South Bend, Indiana with the tournament at 4-under. And then our Illinois volleyball team remaining at number 7 will face number 3 Minnesota on Friday. Saturday they take on number 8 Wisconsin. There are a bunch of teams in the top 10. Nebraska at number 5 from the Big Ten. All right, Illinois and Purdue for homecoming at 2:30. That's on Saturday. Illinois 3-2 overall, 1-1 in the Big Ten. Right, yesterday it was Purdue as a 10-point favorite.
Yeah, I don't know if that's changed.
Okay. And we'll have Unity and Rantoul for the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase on Q96 on Friday night. That starts at 7. Thanks to support for CU Under Construction, building better together, CUUnderConstruction.com. Country financial agent Keith Garrett in Tolono, along with Mumaw Trucking saying go Rockets, and Minuteman Press for promotional products and mass marketing. Minuteman Press.
Man, what the heck?
Your computer isn't.
No, it's 10.5.
Oh, boy.
Meaning America likes the Boilermakers to cover. So what that means is if Purdue plays in Champaign, as they will Saturday afternoon, scoreboard starts with us winning 10-0. And the betting people think that's fine, and they'll win 21-10, so to speak. They'll cover it. That's what they say in betting. They'll cover the spread.
Gotcha.
I don't agree. You're coming into my yard?
At 359-2255, Jerry said Drew Brees passed Brett Favre, not Peyton Manning.
He passed Brett Favre, then Peyton Manning.
Gotcha.
There were two ahead of him going into last night's game. After 99 yards, he'd passed Brett Favre. After 199 or 202, whatever it was, he passed Peyton Manning. Passed them both.
Gotcha.
Here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny and warm today. Enjoy it while it lasts. Today's high 86, down to 68 this evening. 76 the high tomorrow. 90% chance of showers, down to 43. Up to only 55 with sunshine Thursday. Friday's high at 54, down to 35. 58 the high on Saturday now with sunshine, down to 45 in the evening. 770 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. When you don't eat, do you get hangry?
I guess sometimes.
It's a real thing.
I know it is.
Some people deal with not eating better than others.
Mm-hmm.
We'll touch on that with a doctor coming up. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, the stock markets are open today, but the bond markets will be closed for the Columbus Day holiday. China's central bank has made a move to stabilize its economy in reaction to the trade dispute with the U.S. It lowered the amount of cash that banks there are required to hold in reserve. Paint and coating company PPG says it will increase prices on car paint by an average of 10% because it is costing the company more to make its products. PPG says it's paying more for raw materials, freight, distribution, and labor. UPS employees represented by the Teamsters have voted to reject a tentative contract, though the company expects business as usual. The deal would have represented nearly 250,000 drivers and other workers. UPS says employees are working under an extension of their old agreement. The Dow dropped 180 on Friday, NASDAQ down 91, S&P lost 16. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The Atkins Group invites you to an open house to see a one-of-a-kind smart tech community. Visit Clearview North Tuesday, October 9th from 4 to 6, and visit their newly built homes. Free food. Clearview North, October 9th, 4 to 6, next to the High School of St. Thomas More in Champaign. That's today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so
they have a Piatto's food truck there.
Well, it's free.
Uh-huh.
I do want to see the house.
Yeah.
Because apparently you can speak and stuff happens.
Right.
It's called a smart house or
high tech.
Yeah. So anyway, north on Mattis, right near the High School of St. Thomas More, and there'll be signs.
It's called Clearview.
Clearview is the development, and it's 4 until 6 today. And I do intend to drop by. I want to see it. I love it. Clearview. And plus, what the heck's
Mattis.
Wrong with bringing the family?
Yeah,
it's,
that's right. Especially for free food.
Yeah,
for school. There we go.
That's what you do, man. You strategize.
Well, and I love just getting new ideas and things like that. These eight homes
that Nolan Atkins
talked about last week. Sounds really cool.
Really cool and affordable. Okay, job satisfaction. 37% satisfied the country's going in the right direction. 61% dissatisfied. Sounds like a bad number.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, it's quite good. You get 37% happy with the direction of the country. You go back from 2010 till the end of the Obama, mostly in the 20s, one had a 16. So 20s is normal, satisfied people in America. It's up to 37, which is kind of high for this poll. This whole midterm will be absolutely fascinating. And just a caveat, I don't know what's going to happen. How does anybody else? Well, they have polling. Oh, the polling that said Hillary would win 99% likely.
Right.
You can't. I just don't trust it.
Right. I don't either.
I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't think they know what's going to happen.
Mm-mm. And oftentimes when you are caught and taking a poll, I mean, who does that anymore?
I can't ever remember being asked questions.
I've been called when we had the landline, but now we don't have the landline anymore.
No, right.
And it took, 5 minutes of my time. And some of the questions are, I'm iffy on, but I have to answer some way. So anyway.
Now, I think you just wait and see, but there's no question there's enthusiasm from the Democrats. There's enthusiasm from the Republicans. And how does this whole thing play? Bill and Hillary Clinton are going out on the road, and some of the tickets cost $750.
Wow.
And they're both going to talk. And is she running? I mean, Interesting timing, because the announcements for who's running as the Democratic candidate to run against Donald Trump begins in January. It's starting. The whole 2020 election is beginning.
Wow.
So is Hillary thinking, I don't think the Democrats want her. I don't think they want her anymore.
I don't either.
But how is it awkward that Bill Clinton is up there in the height of the Me Too? Is it like, I just think the Democrats want to say to the Clintons, thank you. Appreciate the decades. But we probably need to go forward with somebody else. And I don't know who that somebody else is. But the Clintons are out and around. They're doing a tour of some kind. Interesting.
Okay,
it's 825, ESPN 93.5.
Betsy Dirksen Londrigan and her D.C. allies are smearing Rodney Davis on health care. It's a desperate attempt to hide Londrigan's support for government-run health care that threatens our choice of doctors. The truth? Rodney Davis voted to provide strong protections for patients with pre-existing conditions. Rodney's wife is a cancer survivor and a registered nurse, and that's a big reason he's fighting for better health care for all of us. Here's Shannon Davis.
The attacks on Rodney are just ridiculous. I'm someone with a pre-existing condition and will have that for the rest of my life. The genetic form of cancer that I have can affect our children. They have that chance to have the same type of cancer that I do. Rodney, his ultimate goal is just to make sure that everybody has the health care that they want and the choices and the options that they choose. Rodney's willing to work across party lines to fight for better health care for all of us. It's personal to us.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gott.
God bless the sewer, man. It's back, baby. That's the way you do it, Dana White. You go out there and fake how sorry you are that people were running into the streets while the rematch gets you all sorts of money, because Conor McGregor can lose and still sell. It doesn't even matter. Like, are you going to be a rebel edgy sport or not? Are you like, hey, you can come out to the Octagon in Vegas. We might punch the customers. It's dangerous. What you're watching is dangerous. He's the commissioner of a sport that he has invented out of nothing. He has made the rules as he's gone along. He has turned it into a sport that's sold for $4 billion because it's on the edge. We're going to really sit here and lament whether or not fighting is dirty? Like, do you not know what everyone was paying to watch there? Why does Dana White have to play the concerned father here?
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or 2 single packs. 2 single packs must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear. More driven.
All right. Lots of tweets and things about Drew Brees broke the all-time passing record. He's going to bring, most likely, the all-time touchdown record, which is also held by Peyton Manning.
One of my favorite persons from New Orleans, Zellin DeGeneres.
Louisiana is known for 3 things. Their food, their music, the Saints, and the birthplace of me, Ellen DeGeneres. That was 4 things, but who's counting? Here's what I want to do. I want to say congratulations to my friend Drew Brees on beating the record for passing, which I thought I had the record for passing because I pass on everything. Everything. Would you help me move? Pass. Would you speak at my nephew's bar mitzvah? Pass. Would you please pull over, ma'am? Pass. You know, seriously, I pass on everything except when I heard this was for you, my friend. I will not pass on that. Congratulations, Drew. I love you so very much. And you know I'd do anything for you, unless you need a ride to the airport, and then hard pass.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
She's pretty funny.
Exactly.
She was so good in Finding Nemo.
Uh-huh.
And Finding Dory or something.
That's right.
So good. Anyway,
she came to EIU when I was on the board that brought in entertainment and things like that, doing her stand-up routine.
How old is she?
In those ages. She started really late 80s.
But how old is Drew? Ellen DeGeneres looks like she's 40.
She's
got to be way older. Yeah.
She's probably at least 58,
ooh,
I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang it. How do you look that good?
Okay, let me look.
There was this Peyton Manning one that was very, very funny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have time to get that this time, but I'll try and play that in the next half hour. Ellen,
she's 60.
Oh, my.
You said 40.
Good for her.
Wow.
Now the camera was zoomed out. I don't know.
You can do a lot with lighting.
I'm telling you, though,
Stevie,
she doesn't
look. We really
look,
need to get better lighting in our studio for our YouTube channel.
No, we don't need any more lighting. In fact, we need less lighting. All right, check your news. Local news, Jamie Monticelli coming up. It is Tuesday. It's October 9. ESPN 93.5. And it's 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana. Time for this update from Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Justice Brett Kavanaugh is about to hear arguments in his first case on the Supreme Court.
Both cases this morning deal with criminal statutes and sentencing for repeat offenders. Tomorrow, justices will hear arguments in a question about federal detention and immigration cases. But Kavanaugh's influence could also direct what future cases the court takes up on hot-button social issues like abortion and religious freedom.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. There were some protesters there when Justice Kavanaugh arrived. President Trump tweets, "Our country is very proud of him and his family." Hurricane Michael is a Category 2 storm now. It could get stronger before it hits Florida tomorrow. Governor Rick Scott.
Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida panhandle in decades. This storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous.
A state of emergency has been declared in Alabama as well. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois is set to offer a class on President Trump's use of Twitter and his attacks on the media. The class is called Trumpaganda, the War on Facts, Press, and Democracy. It'll be an upper-level journalism course in the College of Media. The Daily Illini says students of all majors are encouraged to sign up for the class. It'll discuss how the president's use of social media has affected society and politics. A new report says young people are turning more to personal loans. Lending Point, an online lender, tells USA Today personal loans have become the fastest growing consumer debt, and those borrowers are getting younger. Lending Point says the share of personal loan borrowers between the ages of 18 and 35 has doubled since 2015. They now make up nearly a quarter of all people who owe money, up from 12% in 2015. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. I love this song from Fiddler on the Roof. Golde and Tevye are lamenting how quickly children had grown up, and now they're getting married. Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the years, one season following another, laden with happiness and tears. Our lives fly by at the speed of light. Are we making every day count? Don't wait another sunrise or sunset to spend time with your child, with your parent, or loved ones. Put off that busyness that dominates your day and make every sunrise and sunset count. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we value you and spend our time taking care of your needs. Call us and let us serve you with care and distinction.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Yeah, Randy and Tammy, I want to thank everybody for putting them in the finals of the People's Choice Awards at the News Gazette. They're that good. Terrific at what they do.
RoofDoctorsCode.com.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
They're Illini True Orange and Blue. They've lived it, and now you can hear it from the insiders. Join Illini great Dion Thomas on the Jeremy Werner Show Mondays at 9 a.m. on ESPN Radio. Enjoy comments and qualified insights into Illini basketball and Big Ten sports. Hear Dion Thomas, Illinois' all-time leading scorer, Century Team member, and retired pro player, talk Illini basketball. Starting October 29th through March, join the Jeremy Werner Show live featuring Dion Thomas for the big picture.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got some sunshine today, warmer conditions with a high of 86 expected, down to around 50 this evening as things change up. 76 the high tomorrow, down to 43, 90% chance of rain. We've got a high 55 Thursday, 52 now.
All right.
On Friday's forecast, down to 36 in the evening. Wow, we've got a dose of fall coming our way towards the end of the week. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, Dr. David Barchek, Lafayette, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you know about Lafayette.
The Cajun heartland, most of the 90s.
Oh, boy. Dr. David Barchek, you don't know Diane, do you?
I know her through another radio DJ.
Bobby Novosad, that's right, was my co-host in the mornings.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, baby.
Dr. David Barchek, if I don't eat, can I get angry? And is it called hangry?
I think somebody's calling it hangry, but sure, you can get hangry. You can get hangry if you eat the wrong stuff, too, more than likely. It usually has to do with sugar intake, and if you're spiking your sugar and it's going up and down like a rocket, then your emotional centers in your brain don't feel fed, and then you get upset. You get upset with your significant other, maybe.
Well, we started a club called
Sugar. And that's not good.
We started something called Sugar Busters, so I don't eat much sugar. I try and do less than 30 grams of sugar a day because I think that processed stuff's pretty bad. So does that affect my mood?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good move on your part to limit the simple sugars. You know, I think carbohydrates get beat up in today's diet world where everybody's on a low-carb diet. You got to have some carbs, but if you're smart about the carbs you eat, whole grains, whole fruits,
yeah.
And stay away from the white processed stuff, then your health is going to be better, and your mood is more than likely going to be better as well.
Steady Eddie, I would think. What happens when you stop sugar and stop gluten? I mean, you get thin, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of ways to get thin, so this isn't just not about just getting thin, because you can be on a high-protein, high-fat diet and lose weight. But if you're eating the wrong kind of fats, it's not necessarily healthy,
yeah,
right? So
gotcha, yeah.
Most of the time people kind of put health and thin together, and that's true in some ways, but it's not necessarily true if you're not eating the right kinds of foods. So we want to eat to stabilize our moods and our emotional centers, our limbic system and our brain, is we want to eat, for snacks in particular, nuts, whole fruits, grains, stuff like vegetable fats like olive oil, avocado. Those things sustain you for longer periods of time, and your body has to break those fats and proteins down to create the glucose to keep you running, rather than just eating sugar and spiking it.
But no mistake of trying to stop all processed sugar in your life, right?
I mean, it's not a mistake. I mean, good luck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because right.
Almost everything.
Right.
Yeah. But it's absolutely the right thing to do. It's just remember that moderation is okay.
Yeah.
We just can't eat it all day, all night, all the time. You know?
Nope. I understand all that. Okay. Well, how do people find Dr. David Barchek? B A R C Z Y K. I'd like to buy a vowel.
Yeah. My book, Wellness Wake-Up Call, you can find on Amazon.
Awesome. Congratulations, all you're doing down there, and thanks for knowing about
thanks so much.
Diane's co-host.
Take care, Diane. Take care, Diane.
All right.
Take care. Dr. David Barchek.
Yeah, they used to play basketball together, so I know Bobby was huge on staying healthy and stuff.
Cool.
Wellness Wake Up, pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay, so, it's just...
I looked up hangry, bad-tempered, or irritable as a result of hunger.
Well, some people are a little more exaggerated than others.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is you ought to eat six times a day.
Mm-hmm.
It just should be the right thing six times a day and not a lot of things six times a day.
Right.
But there are all kinds. I don't think there's any question. There's some universal truths, and that is small, often, metabolism working.
That's right.
When you starve yourself, your metabolism goes to sleep.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't do any good because
right.
The metabolism works it and works everything by and off. But the sugar commitment as far as trying to avoid processed sugar, when he said good luck, 80% of the grocery store has it in it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you add sugar, processed sugar to Rice Krispies, because that's what you put sugar on.
I know it.
And you're going, why would you add it to little crisp things?
Exactly.
Because it's addicting.
It is.
Okay. Manny Machado will look good in red. Can't wait till he plays for the Cardinals.
He was hot with the bat yesterday.
Well,
LA Dodgers win.
Bryce Harper. So I got both Harper and Machado going to the Cardinals.
Oh, you do now.
Because here's my theory. You spend $400 million on each. That's $800 million. What do I care? You're going to charge me more for the nachos? Okay, I'm good with that. $10 more per ticket. All right, I'm fine. I'm not paying $800 million. You are. Buy me a winner.
That's right. Come on, Mozeliak. Let's get her done.
No, it's going to be Bill DeWitt at that level.
Okay, gotcha.
It's can we spend $400 million?
And can you say to those upper guys in administration, can you take a hit this year? Just give up a little of your salary.
There's no hit.
Make it happen for the fans.
There's no hit. They got plenty of money.
I know.
It's not a hit. It's just a question of. The problem is, and here's the deal, is it a fit? It's not a hit. Is it a fit?
With the rest of the team.
Do you bring Bryce Harper making three times what Yachty makes? How does that work?
Yeah.
And then Bryce goes 0 for 4, getting $600,000 per at-bat.
Uh-huh.
How does that work? So there's that.
Yeah, sit on the other side of the bench. I got this spot.
I hit better than you, and they only gave me $500,000 this year?
Right.
So there's resentment.
Okay.
So you've got to be, and I talked to Martin... The ticket guy.
Coffin?
No, Martin, guy from the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Martin.
Kukos.
Or Martin. and he said, it just has to be a fit. It has to fit.
Yeah.
So it isn't the money, it's the fit.
We love that Cardinal caravan. And actually, that's 3 months away now.
Yeah, we got to get that going. I'm going to be in Asia.
Oh, wow.
I have to get Juan or somebody to help me.
Okay.
But the Cardinals coming to town. We had Paul DeJong last time.
We sure did.
I can't believe that's next on the agenda.
I know.
842.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area. And our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit countryarbors.com for more information.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burr, Washington. Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Come out and get some exercise with the Urbana Park District's Thanksgiving tradition before dinner. It's the 51st annual Turkey Trot, a Thanksgiving tradition. Turkey Trot is a 1 mile fun run and walk. That's a great way to get some exercise before you sit down for that big meal. Free hot chocolates provided, along with raffle prizes and ribbons for the first 800 finishers. Donations benefit the Park District Scholarship Fund to reduce camp costs for kids in need. Race begins at 9, November 22nd. It's the Urbana Park District's Turkey Trot. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Have you ever thought of getting involved in
I mean, I've hosted it at least a couple dozen years.
Have you,
of
really?
The 51 years.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, that's my first event with Jim Manley when I was at the corner of Windsor and Neal Street. So I love the Turkey Trot.
It's about 500 runners, isn't it? Something like that.
I mean, they just said the first 800 get a ribbon, and this is the 51st time. So Robin Hall came up with that event. That was really the first organized Urbana Park District event. The Turkey Trot. After you put your turkey in the oven and you
go
on
run,
out at 9 o'clock.
Yep. Let's check your ESPN sports headlines.
You were mentioning Manny Machado, who will be a future Cardinal, but he's got to get through the season.
No, he'll mess people up. I'm just saying that because
okay.
The Cubs kind of want him to.
Right.
And, the Cubs.
Everybody wants him.
Cubs are way more likely to get Manny Machado or Bryce Harper than the Cardinals.
Okay.
Cardinals just don't traditionally spend it. And it's going to be a bunch.
It's just the dream of Stevie J at
this
point.
Well, just, certainly, I'll pay you more for my nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Get some message sent.
L.A. Dodgers over the Atlanta Braves 6-2 to eliminate them 3-1. Now it's L.A. Dodgers and Milwaukee Brewers on the NL playoff side. 3-game sweep. Houston beat Cleveland. That final was 11-3 yesterday. Yeah. And 16-1 Boston Red Sox over the New York Yankees. They've got a game at 7 o'clock tonight with the Bo Sox on top of that series, 2-1. The winner will get the Astros then on the American League side. Also, Chicago White Sox outfielder Avisail Garcia at the age of 27 underwent right knee surgery. Also hearing about injured reserve list for Bears linebacker Sam Acho, who has a torn pectoral muscle, and the Colts offensive lineman Matt Slauson, also on the injured reserve list. Last night, NFL action had New Orleans beating Washington 43-19. Saints' Drew Brees is the trending story today, pushing past Peyton Manning's all-time leading passer, 72,103. Really good moment when he talked to his kids.
Love it.
They did get a red flag for the celebration that they were having, but of course. And he went for 363 yards in the game, 26 of 29. Drew Brees is the man everybody's talking about today.
Yellow flag, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. Red flag.
Red flags are for challenges. Yellow would be the official.
Okay, thank you for celebrating.
FYI.
Illinois and Purdue, 2:30 kickoff. We are 3-2 overall, 1-1 in the Big Ten. Haven't had that Big Ten record since 2016 with that win in the win column.
All right.
Illinois Golf won South Bend, Indiana at 4-under.
Justin McCoy, boys golfer, Champaign Central. He's going to state, shot 73. Good going, Justin. Elena Bowie shot 72. She led her St. Thomas More girls golf team to state as a team. Alan Dodds, their coach, joined me earlier today on the show.
And if you ever want to hear that, ESPNCU.com is where you can tap our podcast.
And then today, the Atkins Group at Clearview is showing you a high-tech home from 4 to 6 with free food. The Atkins Group invites you to an open house to see a one-of-a-kind smart tech community. Visit Clearview North Tuesday, October 9th from 4 to 6 and visit their newly built homes. Free food, Clearview North, October 9th, 4 to 6, next to the High School of St. Thomas More in Champaign. Yeah, what was the truck that was going to be there?
Piato.
And that's free?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then the OJs invite you.
Their music has moved millions. Money, 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 money. The world-famous OJs in concert. Saturday, October 13th, 7:30, the Virginia Theater in Champaign. The OJs.
What they do.
Tickets on sale now at the Virginia Theater box office or online at thevirginia.org. The OJs. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands, and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly sunny, high 86. Then the winds will pick up, gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. Not nearly as high as Hurricane Michael, though. They've upgraded that to Category 2 now, with the winds surpassing the 90-mile-an-hour threshold at 100 miles an hour right now. We've got a low 68 into the evening tonight, and then an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day and into the night. On Wednesday, high 78, low 45, 57 the high on Thursday, 58 on Friday, and 60 on Saturday, into the upper 30s at night. Right now, the temperature's at 72, ESPN 93.5.
I'm going to probably have to find the furnace button because I haven't had to do that yet.
And get her running when people aren't around so the dust bunnies get blown out.
Oh, there's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
851, ESPN 93.5. Very excited about the Jeremy Warner Show coming up next. Mondays and Fridays, he's got this guy, and he is so good.
He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Looking for a cool way to get a new air conditioning and heating system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you high-quality AC and heating equipment for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new home comfort system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
Yeah, really cool in the world of sports with Drew Brees breaking the yardage record, probably break the all-time most touchdown record for quarterback as well. Peyton Manning had a great tweet this morning. I mean, just really funny.
Peyton, FYI, Drew Brees just broke your record.
Which one?
All-time passing yards.
Passing yards? Oh, okay. So I still have the touchdown record, right?
He's actually on pace to break that, too.
What? Great. Drew, for 1,000 days, I've held the record for all-time passing yards in the NFL. I got to tell you, it's been the greatest 1,000 days of my life. And thanks to you, that's over now. And you've ruined that for me.
I mean, it's great. He goes on and says, no, really, it's great. Congratulations. He had a picture with Drew Brees back in 2000.
Right.
I mean, it's...
Drew was playing for Purdue.
Unbelievable. And, you know, Drew Brees hugging his family was the best moment for me, saying, hey, boys, how about that? How about that, boys? And he has three little kids, four little kids. His wife is holding their beautiful little daughter, and the three boys, I don't know, 8, 6, and 4, maybe something like that. And he said, you can accomplish anything in your life if you're willing to work for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love you. And he started voice cracking. And
right.
Then he went back out, and his wife said, now let's go win the game.
Okay.
And they were up at that time, I think, 26-6. But that's what he said to Peyton Manning, Sean Payton, head coach of New Orleans, former Eastern Illinois quarterback.
Yes.
He said, thank you, now let's go win a ball game. So they had that focus because they had to win. They did, 43-19. On Drew Brees night, really, in the Superdome of all places.
Right.
Okay, we're done. We'll be back tomorrow on the program.
All right.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner, program next. Tay and Karp this afternoon. Thank you so much for listening to ESPN 93.5. Appreciate you. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional or Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for $25.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
If you want the best, go to Body and Soul Sports, your go-to for all your favorites. With shoes from Asics, Adidas, Brooks, and Nike, get comfort and style with an in-store free gait analysis for the proper fit. Perform and look your best with apparel and gear for every season. There's swimwear to compete or for the beach anytime. Men, women, and kids can play like the pros. So walk, run, or ride to Body and Soul Sports. Great store, great service, great prices. Route 45 and Curtis Road in Savoy. Online, Body, the letter N, and Soul.
With the change of seasons approaching, you need to check your tires. CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years and is your Central Illinois tire leader. Your local CarX has the right tires for your vehicle, offering major brands like Goodyear, Kelly, Michelin, and Yokohama. And CarX offers tires at competitive prices, expert installation, and the best guarantees in the business. Shop tires online at CarX.com by using our online tire tool. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry. Call the CarX man.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign. And find them on Facebook.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Meet a friend or coworker, part of the iHotel and Conference Center at 1st and St. Mary. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From railing and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, Trex is engineering what's next in outdoor living. Trex products are available at Alexander Lumber. Call us at 217-352-5175 or visit us at www.alexlbr.com.
Always a pleasure to feature law enforcement. We do it every month here on the radio just because I believe law enforcement doesn't get the love and attention they deserve. They serve and protect. If we don't get a 911 phone call answered, I believe we have anarchy in a day. And I'm not joking. I really think the police are your
are kind of bridge from peace to chaos. And our featured law enforcement official this month is Colby Wright from the Urbana Police Department. Colby, first time on the radio.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Tell me why you love being in law enforcement, being a patrol guy. You're also a bike patrol guy.
Yeah, honestly, I really enjoy being able to take up for people that can't necessarily take up for themselves. So when people call us and they've been victimized, they've had something stolen from them, they've been beat up, whatever, it's really nice to be able to find that person, find their property, be able to